Federal authorities have subpoenaed millions of voter registration documents from North Carolina, as well as ballots voters cast from 44 counties in the eastern part of the state. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
The specifics of the Justice Department's investigation are not clear, but the subpoenas follow a decision last month to charge 19 non-citizens with illegally voting in North Carolina in the November 2016 election. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is also part of the investigation. The subpoenas are the most exhaustive on record, says State Board of Elections attorney Joshua Lawson.
In our living memory at the agency, reaching back about two decades, nobody remembers something of this significant a scale.
One subpoena calls for the State Board of Elections to produce 8 years of records. They include all one-stop voter registration forms, absentee ballot requests, provisional voting requests, and forms that show a voter's registration was canceled. Lawson says that's about 15 million pieces of information. In addition, 44 counties in the Eastern District must turn over about 5.7 million ballots cast in the last 5 years. About 2.3 million of those ballots are traceable to the people who cast them. These are primarily absentee ballots cast in early voting. Lawson says the Board of Elections is worried the subpoenas could interfere with getting ready for the November 6th election.
We express concern over the late hour of this and the tight deadlines associated with administrative production necessary for counties to go ahead and copy or scan millions and millions of documents just in the next 3 weeks, while their focus really should be the next election that's coming up.
Mecklenburg County is not part of the Eastern District. Michael Dickerson, the county's elections director, said he has no indication the county will be part of the federal investigation. President Trump has said millions of people voted illegally in the 2016 election, which he says is the reason he lost the popular vote. Those claims of widespread illegal voting are unfounded. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison.